See, that fireplace came up, and there was a fireplace up there too, but we hardly ever had a fireplace up there. I mean, hardly ever had a fire up there. But he put the barrel of apples above the chimney so they never would freeze. And he would say, you can eat all the apples you want, provided you never leave a core. I better never see a core anywhere, or you get no more apples. If you want 25 apples and you leave no core, you can have them. But if you throw a great big core around, you get no more apples. And to this day, I eat all the apples with the seed and the fingernails and the toenails. I call those little bitty pieces in there.
That's really efficient.
It's the truth. And then my granddaughter, well, everyone, it just irks me. Now you're like, that's not such a good word. I-R-K, irks me. They'll throw cores away that big, and that's the sweetest part of the apple. I said, my daddy wouldn't let you have another apple. Now, that's the sweetest part of the apple. Just spit out the seed. Spit out the little stem part. Spit out the fingernails and the toenails. And go on and eat the whole apple.
Let's get back. I asked you about the furniture in the room where you spent most of your time.
Well, there was a dresser with a great big mirror and a bed, table, and a bookcase, and I don't know at all. It was always warm. And Mama would say, go to bed, but I didn't go to bed.
What'd you sit on?
I sat on the floor and read the fire so she would know I was up. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a rocking chair? Or?
Plenty of them in there, but I sat on the floor and got up close to the fireplace so I could read by the fire and the light of the fire so she wouldn't know I was up. And I'd crawl in the bed with my clothes on rather than making noise so she wouldn't hear me. And
in the parlor, did you have something like this that you're sitting on?
When we were in Oxford, they had a mahogany suite, if you want to call it, a set of furniture that had a rocker and a love seat. And the love seat was just about this wide. And kind of rocking straight chairs, you see there. Four straight chairs. A rocker up on a pedestal, you know. It had a kind of a pedestal, and then the rocker was on that. And then they had some of these, for the poets, they had some of these long old time cane rockers with high back, and my grandfather had one that burned up in this house up here that I would have given anything for, because the wood was thick and it had a high back, and I always did like a rocker where my head could rest on the back.
You had the love seat, but nothing as long as
didn't
this.
Have it long like this, no.
What did they first call them when they became longer like that?
Yeah, they became longer like that, I don't know. Mama had some after she moved back that were long. She had a Simmons.
What did you call them? That's a trade name.
Well, some people call them a lounge, L-O-U-N-G-E. Some of them call them a lounge. Some of them call them a sofa. Some of them call them a couch. Different ones.
What do you call this today?
Well, this opens out and can be made into a bed. I bought this one. I bought that organ. It's that place up there.